Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Napag-uusapan na natin ang mga mentoring program, mentoring sessions, di ba? At nababanggit na natin, simula kanina pang programa, ang UPAV Pinoy Power 2025. Ano nga ba itong UPAV Pinoy Power 2025? Sige, I'll give the floor to you guys.
Yeah, so UPAV has a mentoring program and a professional networking event called Pinoy Power, right? So every year, in fact, in the last 4 years, we have done this, and it's not just for UP alumni, but we also open it up to non-UP alumni. No? So it's really a good opportunity, number one, for mentoring yung mga bagong dating, to be mentored by our senior mentors, we call it. And ang culmination ng event na to is actually the Pinoy Power, no? Which is happening this month also. So we do invite leaders, professionals to network with us. It's more of a gathering, networking gathering. And we have key speakers, panelists who can share their experiences on leadership and transformation journey. So it's a good opportunity for the newcomers then to be involved and be, you know, to know people in the UP alumni group.
All right. Sige, Marianne.
Yes, so this year, magiging guest natin si Consulate General Gary. Mm-hmm. So it's great that makaka-join siya. And then I'll be hosting it for the first time as well.
That's right.
So,
are you also performing or just hosting?
Hosting. You don't want me to perform? and we have like 2 special guests as well, and then 3 panels. So we will dive in on, as you said, leadership journeys. Ano ba yung mga naging oportunidad, naging challenge na mga panelists natin, because they are all in various sectors in Australia, whether government or an entrepreneur who found his own company.
Okay.
So now with 25 like employees.
So with this event, it's like magkakaroon ng parang open forum then, like the guests, yung mga audience are free to ask yung mga panelists or yung mga
speakers. That's right.
Make it open.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's for them as well and for all of us to learn about each other. Community, very collegial yung purpose ng event. So, and then less formal. So,
can I just say, yung name ng event niyo is very witty, kasi networking in the Philippines, tapos pag yung mga networking, they have this parang action power. Yung mga sabay-sabay sila nagsama-sagot ng power. So medyo tatatak talaga sa isip ng tao yung event ninyo. At ito ay kailan magaganap?
Yeah, so we have that franchise, Pinoy Power. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So nangyari siya next week sa Saturday, 30th ng August, and it's from 1:30 p.m. to 4. So, in fact, extended siya for drinks, networking, and getting to know the newcomers also. So, it's a good opportunity, no? And we invite everyone on the line and listening, and you can actually reach out to us if you want to know more.
All right. Ikaw naman, Bianca, from a view of a young one. Well, young pa rin naman yung mga kasama.
Young pa naman kami.
Young pa rin si Marianne at si Dale, pero siya yung youngest. From the view of a young professional, ano yung sa tingin mo yung one of the reasons na mabibigay mo kung bakit dapat sila or dapat pumunta sa networking event na to? What could they get from this as a young professional?
I feel like I'm not the only one, pero madami tayong tanong, like how do I get into the market, ano yung mga day-to-day mo in this kind of industry. So it's a good opportunity to ask these questions to them and tanong sa kanila ano yung mga ginawa mo before you got this job. So culminating all of that experiences, all of that exposure, so you're not gonna start from scratch, but you're gonna start from their experience. So parang mas may guidance ka on how to navigate. Plus, all of them are super nice. I've met each and one of them, and they're super, super professional, super casual. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a fun event. It's really open to everyone. Even if you're non-Filipino, you're also welcome to join.
Oh yes, you know, clarify na. Even if you're a non-Filipino migrant dito sa Australia, pwedeng pumunta, and also a
hindi
ka UP graduate.
Kahit hindi ka UP graduate, yeah.
So we opened it up. It just so happened that we started it, which is the organization of alumni from University of the Philippines. But yeah, kahit sino, we welcome Yeah. It's a very inclusive community.
Yes.
In a professional way. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nagsimula lang kasi siya talaga na Pinoy Power ang pangalan. Pero it's actually open, no? Not just for Filipinos.
And we have sponsors too actually for the event, no? So, but yeah, it's a good it's a good chance to have speakers and and congen come in and talk to everyone about it, yeah.
Or and ito bago natin tapusin yung programa, bago tayo magpaalam sa ating mga tagapakinig. Maraming nakikinig sa atin ngayon, ang dami na pulot sa inyo, madami nakuha sa inyo, maraming salamat on behalf of them nagbigay kayo ng inyong mga karanasan. Mm-hmm. Pero if there's one advice na pwede ninyong ibigay sa mga let's say, most especially sa mga Filipino migrants na naghahanap ng tamang career o gusto mapasukan yung gusto nilang profession dito sa Australia, ano yung mabibigay ninyong payo coming from your experiences? Let's start from you, Bianca.
I think it's just get out. Just meet people. Just open your heart to other people and be transparent of what you want to get out. Like out of Australia, para matulungan ka naman. Meron at meron naman tutulong sa'yo. Pero you just have to be specific on what kind of help that you want to get. Mm. And then we'll be able to help you, you know, get that. Mm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, Bianca. How about you, Mary Ann?
For me, importante talaga yung growth mindset na open tayo to learnings every day and to meeting new people, whether which culture or diverse country they're from. But yeah, it's being open with a smile and enjoy the Australian journey. It's a beautiful country. It's a great decision that we came here. Yes.
All right. Thanks for that, Marianne. And how about you, Dale?
Sa akin, three P's.
Yes.
Prayer. Important to pray about your next role, next job. Passion. You should have a passion for what you want to do. It's not something you just to get by. No, you have to be passionate with what you want to do. And then purpose. So if you don't have a purpose, you won't get anywhere. So important in anywhere you go, no, whether it's business, profession, church, or wherever, there has to be a purpose why you want to do this, and that will guide you through and through.
Alright, napakaganda. Tandaan natin yung sinabi ni Dale na three piece prayer, passion, and purpose. Yan, siguro isa yan sa mga key points sa mga, lalo na mga nagsisimula o kahit nagbabalak magbago ng kanilang karera dito sa Australia na madadala nila sa kanilang buhay dito sa Australia. At muli nga, ang UPAV Pinoy Power 2025 ay magaganap sa August 30, 2025. Iyan po ay Sabado, next Saturday, 1 week na lang, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. At ito'y magaganap sa Ross House, Melbourne, 247-251 Flinders Lane.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.